From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday in Munich, major powers have agreed to seek a cessation of hostilities in Syria.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this. This will apply to any and all parties in Syria, with the exception of the terrorist organizations Daesh and al-Nusra, and any other terrorist organization designated by the Security Council.
Kerry added that the 17-nation International Syria Support Group has agreed that a task force, co-chaired by the U.S. and Russia, will work towards a long-term reduction in violence. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, however, has cautioned the world powers about committing their troops. He said a ground operation draws everyone taking part into a war. The support group also agreed to accelerate and expand delivery of humanitarian assistance. Also in Munich, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is to meet with the head of NATO. This after the Western Military Alliance and the U.S. announced plans for the biggest military buildup in Europe since the Cold War. Russia has called NATO's moves a threat to stability. NATO says the plans are aimed at reassuring Eastern European allies concerned about Russian aggression. South Sudan President Salva Kiir has appointed his rival, rebel leader Riek Machar, as first vice president in a coalition government. The appointment is part of a peace deal signed by the two leaders last August. Machar told VOA that this is a good step towards implementing that deal. This is VOA. Pakistan has announced it has dismantled al-Qaeda's main network in South Asia. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan announced Friday that it has broken a regional nexus of al-Qaeda with local militant groups and arrested 97 militants. The spokesman for Pakistan's army, Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa, told media al-Qaeda was collaborating with banned group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi in Pakistan's port city, Karachi. He said together the two groups carried out all the big attacks in Karachi. They were also getting support from Pakistani Taliban. The 97 arrests included the deputy chief of al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, along with the group's financiers and explosives experts. The busted groups were planning to attack a jail and break out 100 prisoners, including Khalid Umar Sheikh, who was involved in the killing of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in 2002. The plan, the spokesman said, was 90% ready for execution when it was stopped. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
South Korea is accusing North Korea of acting illegally in freezing the assets of South Korean companies and personnel in the Kaesong Industrial Zone used by both nations. Comments by South Korea's Unification Minister Hong Yong-pyo on Friday comes a day after North Korea ordered all South Koreans to leave the area. He says that the North's conduct is very regrettable, and we make it clear that the North will be responsible for everything that happens. Pyongyang said the South Koreans were expelled because of Seoul's decision to shut down its operations at the park. South Korea said it suspended operations to prevent Pyongyang from using the proceeds from the industrial park to fund the development of its nuclear and missile programs. Pope Francis, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, arrives in Cuba Friday for a historic meeting with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. The Friday meeting is the first of its kind, an effort to heal the thousand-year-old schism that has divided Christianity between East and West. Pope Francis will also visit Mexico before returning to Rome. Victims of Taiwan's deadly earthquake are being remembered at a memorial ceremony on Friday. Relatives and friends of the 93 people killed last Saturday bowed and lit incense before portraits of the victims. The ceremony took place on the seventh day after the disaster, a special day of mourning, according to Chinese tradition. During the ceremony, at least one other victim was found among the ruins in the city of Tainan, where dozens of people are still missing following the collapse of a high-rise apartment. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.